Good afternoon, Jenny.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us on 2SER today, on this very special day.
Yes, it is. Very special day. World Turtle Day.
I mean, I know this sort of thing, these days have to start somewhere, but I think it started in around 2000 by an American Turtle Centre.
Yeah, it was around 2000. I think World Turtle Day, it was founded in 1990 by the American Tortoise Rescue Group.
Right.
And I think that it came to more fruition around 2000, you're right.
Right. Well, it's always good. It's a good day to raise awareness of what a great animal they are, and maybe we can talk a little bit about their environment and how we can do things to help them live a lot longer. But tell us about this rehabilitation centre that you work at up in Cairns. So what do you guys get up to there to help the turtles?
Yeah, so we've got it's Cairns Turtle Rehabilitation Centre. Mm-hmm. So it was actually started in 2000 as well, with a need for a turtle that came in from the Great Barrier Reef. And while we were rehabilitating it, it was in the aquarium in town, and they closed the aquarium down. We were actually left with this very large turtle. So hence, as we started Cairns Turtle Rehabilitation Centre.
Right. And that was it. Just from one turtle grew a whole centre.
It started off with one turtle and two people, and now we have four centres, and we have over 150 volunteers, and we have university placement from all around the world, and we also have volunteers abroad coming to do our placement with us to learn about turtles.
Oh, that's fantastic. How many sort of turtles do you have in your care at one time?
So at the moment we've got 16 in our care, but we've actually released one last week, and I'm about to take two more up to Cape York next Thursday actually to release. They came from Cape York, so they go back to Cape York.
And that's great. So you're actually putting them back into the environment where they came. It's a big area up there too, so that's a lot of travelling.
It is. But Qantas actually sponsor us to fly the turtles up, which is fantastic. So they fly up.
Yeah.
They go in luxury, I can tell you. first class animals. But yeah, so these are big adult females, and they were actually found up in Cape York, and that's a big, they have a problem up there with entanglement and discarded fishing nets, which is a really big threat to them. So they came down, and one of them had a flipper amputated, and the other one had starvation. So they go back up there. Because they're females, we don't know if that's their breeding ground or feeding ground, so we tend to take them back up to where they came from.
Ah, fair enough. What sort of ailments do you most often see? Like you mentioned fishing nets up there, but do you see a lot of other environmental issues that are causing injury to turtles?
Look, the major problem and the major threat to turtles is actually human interaction. So it's a sad, sad situation. And it's from, the main thing we see is floater syndrome, and that's a term for air under their shell, and that's caused by an impaction, and that can be ingestion of marine debris, plastics, fishing line, fishing hooks. And then we see boat strike, obviously. We get illegal hunting. We also get other threats of, you know, entanglement, as I said, and ingestion of toxins in the water and water quality.
Well, that's right. I guess any sort of oil spills or you know, sort of contamination of the water is going to be a really big deal.
It is. It really is a big problem for these guys. And, you know, it's increasing over time. And, of course, another big problem we have now is we have increased sand temperatures. And turtles aren't actually sex chromosome dependent. They're actually sand temperature dependent.
Okay.
So the problem arises there is that 29 degrees is the pivotal temperature for males and females, and we're getting temperatures about 31, 32. So we're getting all females. And if you look to the future, I mean, at the moment that's not so bad because it means we'll have a lot of nestings, but in the future it's not looking really good for them.
And now, is that, I mean, obviously we know that temperatures have been rising for a while now, and is this a sort of a direct result of climate change?
Yes, it is. It's a direct result of climate change that we're getting this problem that is arising now with them.
Wow.
And it really is it's a huge threat.
Yeah. Is there any way of, you know, can you sort of artificially create cooler sand areas? I don't even know how you do it. You wouldn't be able to, would you?
I think all researchers are scrambling at the moment to find out what they can actually do, whether or not, you know, they look at putting something over the sand to cool it down, but I think there'll be a lot of work done on this to try and alleviate this problem, because it really is going to be a dreadful problem for them.
What is the breeding cycle of turtles? Like, I think we all know, or we all assume that turtles can live a fairly long time, but how many times do they breed in their lifetime?
Well, they don't start breeding until about 20 to 50 years old.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, they're late starters for it anyway.
Yeah.
And they don't breed every year. They probably breed every 2 to 5 years because, I mean, if you can imagine dragging 250 kilos or 200 kilos up a beach, that's not much fun.
No, yes.
It's not a lot of fun. I mean, they're not actually made for that.
Yeah.
And but they might lay between, you know, 1 to 6, 7 nests in a season. But then... and 100 to 150 eggs at a time, except for hawksbills that lay 50. But then, you know, it's a lot of eggs, but they do that for a reason.
Mm.
Only 1 in 1,000 turtles make it through to adulthood.
Wow. 1 in 1,000. That's a really amazing number. And you know all this because you're doing a master's on turtles.
Yes, I am. I am. I'm doing a master's on all of this, on the threats. And also, our turtles, when we release them, we actually put a satellite tracker on them. So it's a... This information is absolutely critical. For a start, it gives us a health profile to make sure that the turtle is rehabilitated and back out into the wild and doing normal behaviour. But also, the information that we get from this is we get a bottom time, a top time, distance, water temperature, salinity, and all of that goes towards driving conservation for these poor turtles that really aren't doing so well.
Yeah, I mean, they're just such one of those such beautiful animals. Like everyone who you know could not like a turtle. Like turtles are just beautiful to look at, and they're so graceful in the water. And we can whatever we can do to help this species survive as long as possible is great.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's why they've got World Turtle Day. It's an awareness to you know the threat that these animals are actually you know occurring every day in their lives.
Yeah. Have threats every day in their life. And so it's just an awareness thing for people to realise, you know, this is what's happening. I mean, obviously, turtles aren't as charismatic as dogs and cats. So unless you go in the water, and then they're very charismatic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is. It's just a celebration, you know, and it's just an awareness day. So people realise that, you know, these animals really are in trouble. And when you think they've been around, well, they say the oldest living tortoise is about 213 million years, or 215 million years.
Wow.
You know, it's a long time to be around, and marine turtles probably about 150 million years, and unfortunately their numbers are getting very, very low, and they're endangered, critically endangered.
Yeah, it's not good, it's not good. Well,
no.
We're very happy that you are helping out at the Cairns Turtle Rehabilitation Centre. People can jump onto cairnsturtlerehab.org.au and find out everything that you guys do. And do you take donations or things like
yes,
that
we
as
do.
Well?
Yep. We do. We're a totally voluntary organisation, so we run... everybody involved is a volunteer.
Right.
And so we survive on donations.
Right.
Which is great.
And there's a button on the front page I can see. CairnsTurtleRehab.org.au. We'll pop a link up on our website.
And I might tell you, our turtles are extremely spoilt. They have human-grade squid with the backbone taken out, and they have king prawns and leader prawns because that's their favourite.
Oh, wow. Yum.
And we have to peel them for them.
Treated like kings. Love it.
They are.
Thank you so much, Jenny, for chatting to us on 2SER. And happy World Turtle Day. And I really applaud you for doing what your work you're doing up there.
Thank you. And I just hope that, you know, it's an awareness that everybody steps forward to help these poor animals endangered from being endangered.
Definitely. Thanks so much.